Amen. Do please have a seat and welcome to those who've come since we've begun or those watching online back at home. We're just going to spend a few minutes thinking about one verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. So if you've got a Bible, lots of church Bibles around the place, and I want you to turn to chapter 10 of 1 Corinthians verses 23 to chapter 11 verse 1. It's on page 1152 of the church Bibles. And just as we begin, so page 1152, 1 Corinthians 10, 23, to ask you the question, why are you here? Why are you here tonight? Why are you here today? Why are you here in Cardiff? Why are you here? Why? So it's good to ask big questions. Like why questions. 1 Corinthians 10, 23. I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but not everything is constructive. No one should seek their own good, but the good of others. Eat anything sold in the meat market without raising questions of conscience, for the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. If an unbeliever invites you to a meal and you want to go, eat whatever is put before you without raising questions of conscience. But if someone says to you, this has been offered in sacrifice, then do not eat it, both for the sake of the one who told you and for the sake of conscience. I'm referring to the other person's conscience, not yours. For why is my freedom being judged by another's conscience? If I take part in the meal with thankfulness, why am I denounced because of something I thank God for? So, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Do not cause anyone to stumble, whether Jews, Greeks or the church of God, even as I try to please everyone in every way. For I'm not seeking my own good, but for the good of many, so that they may be saved. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. So why are you here? Tonight, today, in Cardiff. Here's the verse for this evening, and maybe a verse for our year. Verse 31. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. That is the principle that lies behind Paul's instructions to how people living in a pagan secular world are to relate to other people. Whether those other people are selling food that's been sacrificed to idols, whether they're from a strongly Jewish or Gentile background, you are to make decisions on the basis of what gives God most glory. And God is most glorified as his name is made known. As people are not selfish in thinking about how to boost number one, but how we can boost Jesus Christ and how we can magnify him. In the context of the complex questions about what we should do, what we should go to, what we should transact with in first century Corinth, the abiding principle that applies to us all today. Whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Because the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. Which means it's great to worship God in our Sunday morning services and our Sunday evening services. And it's great to worship God between those services as well. Either between 12 and 5 or 6 on a Sunday, or between 7 p.m. on a Sunday and the following Sunday morning, because all of life is worship. And it's all God's, and we're to do it all worshipfully, for God's glory. Eating, drinking, Bible studies, lectures, classes, GCSE revision, doing the dishes, wiping a baby's bottom, earning money to pay your bills, to fund gospel work, do it all for ultimately the glory of God. And that is a really good evaluative tool for how we think about the year ahead, isn't it? So why are you here? I hope you're here because you want to be part of the church family. You're welcome. Hope you're here because you know that you'll hear God's word here, that you have family, friends around us Maybe you're here because you knew there was a hog roast early on in the day and you weren't able to get out of the church code and you're still stuck here. How do I get out? It's lovely that you're here. We had friends who came this morning knowing there was a hog roast. And that's great that they were here. And it was great that we were able to play board games or watch a movie or sing hymns or do whatever we do. And I want to encourage you to think this year, I want to do whatever I do, whether it's eating a hog roast, singing hymns, watching a movie, chatting to a friend, going on a walk, playing a game. I want to do it all, not for my glory or for my praise, for my renown, but for God's glory, for God's praise, God's renown. If we all, as individuals, as Highfields Church, did that, how much more would God be glorified in Cardiff this year? If every one of us were doing the things we do, making the decisions that we make, on the basis not of ourselves, but on the basis of him. I was very struck when I was at university. I was really convicted of this. I was away at a Christian Union retreat and heard a message about doing things for God's glory. And I was very involved in the Christian Union, involved in Bible studies. I was involved in a whole load of different activities, sports at university. I was involved in, obviously, my degree as a good friend, etc. And I just kind of jotted everything I was doing down a sheet of paper. And I just did a kind of brain dump of everything I was doing, providing food for people or playing sport or seeking to share my faith or whatever it was. And then at the top of the page, I wrote, for Dave or for God. And then I said, I need to draw a line. Am I doing this for Dave or for God? And I had to say, so many of these things are going. I'm doing this for Dave. I'm playing sports really for Dave's honour. I'm studying really for Dave's honour. I'm chatting to the speaker after they've given a really powerful exposition. Am I doing it for God's honour? Am I doing it for my honour? Because I want to be in with those kind of people. And I was just really convicted. Am I eating, drinking, doing everything for the glory of God or for the glory of Dave? Convicted at that point. I want to encourage you to pray as we begin a new year. Lord God, please help me to do everything I do. Open my home if I've got the opportunity to invite people over. Or share my lunch with a colleague. Or read the Bible with somebody. Or go on a walk. Or have breakfast together before church and then come on in. Do whatever you do. Great. Loads of ideas. Do it for him. Do it for God's glory. He alone is worthy. We sang this morning, didn't we? You know, unless the Lord builds a house, we labour in vain. And so we want to sing, all glory be to Christ. We're spreading a passion for Jesus this year. Our 40th year is Highfields Church. We're not about the fame of Highfields, the fame of him. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. What does that look like? Well, it looks like lots of different things. I imagine it means prayerfully saying, Lord God, please use this conversation, this meal, this game of football, this going to the cinema as a way of giving you glory as I chat to someone about it, as I share my life, as I welcome them to church, as I celebrate the good gift of a hog roast and I taste it knowing you made that, Lord, and in the goodness of creation you've placed us this side of the new covenant so we can eat it and enjoy it. And what a blessing that is. And we're doing it for God's glory then, not just for our own stomach. Okay, that's a word from the Lord, I hope, for us all. I'm going to pray and then we're going to sing our final song together. Lord God, we thank you so much for all the blessings of being in church family, for eating, drinking, playing, talking, reading, walking, making friends, welcoming new people into the family of God. We want to do that more and more this year, but not for our sake, but for your sake. All glory be to Christ our King. All glory be to Christ. And we pray in his name. Amen.